Good evening. We'll call the meeting to order and ask the clerk to read the roll.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Skardas excused. Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliana is excused. Bill Stolbig.
Here.
John Skalbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson's excused.
Quorum present. Item 3, consider approval of the October 8th and October 22nd minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence, Jean?
I have none this evening.
Okay. Citizens' comments. We have one public hearing. It's item A, and the second item B is not a public hearing. So if there's something you have to say on the item that's going to be called item A, you can hold your comment until that item is called. And if there's anything else that you wish to address this commission on, now is your time to speak. Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments. New business. Item A, public hearing and consideration of an amendment to the conditional use permit 9701, including site and operational plans. Jean?
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission. Item A is public hearing and consideration of an amendment to conditional use permit 97-01, including site and operational plans, for the request of Bjorn Berg on behalf of Quick Trip Store number 975 for the reconstruction of a 1,949 square foot car wash on the property located at 8875th Street. As part of the public hearing record, the village staff has compiled a listing of findings, exhibits, and conclusions regarding the petitioner's request as presented and described below. Under findings, number one, in 2017, Quick Trip purchased the existing PDQ gasoline convenience store and car wash at 8875th Street and have remodeled the interior of the building and updated the exterior signage in compliance with conditional use permit 97-01, which is provided as Exhibit 1. At this time, Quick Trip is proposing to remove the existing car wash and reconstruct a new 1,949 square foot car wash. It's a single lane car wash facility at the same location, and that's provided as Exhibit 2. Number 2, the property is currently zoned B2, Community Business District. The B2 district allows for the operation of a gasoline facility with a convenience store and a car wash with the approval of a conditional use permit. Number 3, in 1997, when the previous PDQ gas convenience store and car wash facility was constructed, the facility was allowed to be open 24 hours and has continued to be open for 24 hours since. While the current B2 district does not allow for a 24-hour gas station, this pre-existing facility is allowed to continue to be open for 24 hours as a legal non-conforming use. If the facility ceases to operate 24 hours per day for more than 12 consecutive months, then the facility would lose the right to remain open for 24 hours. Number 4, since the facility is allowed to remain open 24 hours, compliance with the following is required. A, the site shall be equipped with fully functioning and operational security cameras outside of the buildings. When I say buildings, I'm talking about the convenience store, pumps, and the car wash area. Covering each entrance and exit, all public areas, including the dispenser area, the parking lots, and the driveway entrances and exits to the site, with a digital security imaging system, known as a DSIS, in accordance with the requirements of Chapter 410 of the Village Municipal Code and the DSIS agreement. Just a side note, on November 13, 2017, the Plan Commission did approve a DSIS agreement and a DSIS access easement for Quick Trip, which has been executed and was installed prior to Quick Trip's occupancy. B, between 10 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock a.m., at least two employees shall be working on site. C, the parking lot, gas, pumping area, convenience, and car wash building entrances, parking and driveway areas, and between the buildings shall be illuminated in such a manner to provide sufficient lighting for the public safety and for the DSIS security cameras to operate effectively pursuant to the village's satisfaction. D, a clear and unobstructed view of the cash registers and transaction areas shall be maintained from the internal on-site circulation driveway and access roadway. Note that no more than 30% of the total window areas shall be blocked by signage. Products, displays, and equipment shall not block window viewing to the cash register checkout area. The convenience store shall be equipped with and shall use an inaccessible drop safe. F, the installation and full operation of a hold-up alarm, which is monitored by a UL-listed central station with functioning telephone service, shall be used at the convenience store. G, the cash register shall not be left unattended when the convenience store is open to the public. H, a height strip shall be located at each doorway entering and exiting the convenience store. Number 5, the new car wash building is slightly smaller than the existing car wash, which will allow for greater queuing space prior to entry of the car wash. In addition, the new car wash will not create any degree of setback encroachment or lighting issues or additional noise with the new car wash facility. Number 6, the existing quick trip driveway access on 75th Street is intended to be closed with the reconstruction of State Trunk Highway 50. The site plan shall show how site circulation will be modified for the fueling and car wash queuing. Number 7, contact the City of Kenosha Planning Department to verify whether the city is requiring an airport height overlay permit. I don't think that they are, but I did not get an answer when we were writing this as to whether or not they were going to require them to get a permit, even though that there was a facility there once before. Number eight, Quick Trip shall obtain and maintain all permits and licenses required to operate its business. Those permits and licenses currently allow for the sale of petroleum, alcohol, tobacco, food, and related items sold in its business. Number 9, the property owner and all the abutting and adjacent owners within 300 feet were notified via U.S. mail on October 18, 2018, and notices were published in the Kenosha News on October 29th and November 5th, 2018, regarding the public hearing this evening. 10, the petitioner received a copy of the village staff report via email on Friday, November 9th, 2018. And number 11, according to the village zoning ordinance, the plan commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the application and related materials, and the information presented at the public hearing, that the project as planned will not violate the intent and purpose of the village ordinances and meets the minimum standards for the granting of a conditional use permit. In addition, the plan commission shall not approve any site and operational plan application without finding in the decision that the application, coupled with the satisfaction of any conditions of approval, that it will comply with all village ordinance requirements and all other requirements of applicable federal, state, or local statutes, regulations, ordinances, or laws relating to land use, buildings, development control, land division, environmental protection, sewer, water service, stormwater management, streets, highways, and fire protection. With that, I would like to continue the public hearing regarding this matter.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Hearing none, we'll open up to comments and questions from the commission.
Just a Jim? Quick one. Gene, do we know when that curb cut will be closed on 75th?
I'm going to defer over to Matt as to the timing. My understanding is that this segment on Highway 50 is in phase one. So, Matt, do you have any idea of that year? At this time.
It's in phase one of the Highway 50 reconstruction plans, and right now they're planning on letting that the spring of 2020. So it's going to be a 2020 construction somewhere that. And I would say 2020, 2021, because they've been kind of oscillating back and forth, but it'll be a couple of years from now.
And closing it, the burden will be on the Wisconsin, right?
Correct.
Okay. Right.
Anybody else? Is a representative here from Quick Trip? A question for you, if I may. Are any of your gas stations now remodeling or new going to be equipped with charging stations for electric vehicles?
We do have charging stations at some of our locations. It's not something that we have been installing as of late, but are always open to that if it's a desire.
Okay. Electric vehicles are going to become more and more popular, and I just think that if you're in new construction, now's the time to be considering it. So if you are, we'd appreciate it.
We've built quite a few LEED certified stores, and that's an easy point to get when you're building a LEED building. So we do have a significant amount of them. You'll see them from time to time.
Do me a favor. Just give us your name and address for the record. I'm sorry.
My name is Bjorn Berg. I'm a project manager for Quick Trip, 1626 Oak Street.
Mike,
okay. Thank you.
The Quick Trip across the street on the south side has little.
They have a charging station?
Yeah, a little charging area there. Yeah.
Okay. With a little extension cord?
A specific plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? What's your pleasure?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of amendment to the conditional use permit 9701. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those ayes have it. Thank you.
And that's subject to all the comments and conditions as read into the record and in the staff memo.
Yes.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes. Item B. Consider a request of Doug Hauser with Seafried Properties for a preliminary site and operational plan.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission, this is a request of Doug Hauser with Seafried Properties for preliminary site and operational plan approval for the mass grading, underground utilities, and footing and foundation permit for a new 205,040 square foot building on the property located at 8500 116th Street in the Lakeview Corporate Park. Seafried Properties intends to purchase the property located at 8500 116th Street. This is the property that was formerly occupied by Rensis Recovery Center. They intend then to raise the existing 11,488 square foot building and then construct a new 205,040 square foot speculative industrial building referred to as SIP1 on the 12.78 acre site. At this time, the petitioner is requesting approval of preliminary site and operational plans to begin the mass grading, underground utilities, and early footing and foundation construction for the redevelopment of the property. As with other sites, final site and operational plans will be required to be submitted for village staff review and plan commission approval prior to the issuance of full building permits for the construction of this building. In addition, if one tenant occupies more than 50% of the building, site and operational plan will also be required by the Plan Commission. The speculative building allows for the building to be subdivided into multiple tenant spaces ranging from 50,000 square feet to 205,040 square feet. The two existing access points on the site will remain to 116th Street, which is also a county trunk highway. The site will provide for 199 parking spaces, including 8 handicapped accessible spaces, and 23 dock doors with an additional 36 truck spaces, which could be converted to dock doors on the west side of the building. In addition, 25.03% of the site will remain open space. 25% is required. Stormwater for the development is accommodated through an on-site drainage system, which drains to the regional retention facilities within the Lakeview Corporate Park to the north of the property. A certified survey map will be required to dedicate any required new easements and clarify existing easements on the property. Grading work may commence subject to this approval, land ownership, compliance with conditions noted, and proper permits being issued. And it's anticipated that this will be later this fall or the winter. It's anticipated that the building will be completed in the fall of 2019. This is not a public hearing, but the petitioner is here if you have any questions.
Petitioner, have anything to add? Warner?
Come on up.
Anything?
Come on up. Come on.
Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Seafried.
Right.
Just name an address if you could for the record.
Hi, my name is Dave Reefy. I'm with Seafried Properties. My address is 8745 West Higgins Road in Chicago. We've prepared a very brief overview of Seafried. This is our first development within Pleasant Prairie, so we thought we'd tell you a little bit about who we are. Before I start, I want to thank the Plan Commission for hearing us tonight, and especially want to thank the staff for expediting this project. It's been a great experience so far, and we're looking forward to working with the staff on this successful project. Just a quick overview of our company. Seafried Properties is an industrial development company. We're headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. We were started in 1984 by our founder, Ferdinand Seafried, who is still active within the company to this day. We are a privately held company. We have partners within our company.
We lease and manage about 25 million square feet of assets around the country. And currently we're developing about $2 billion worth of industrial real estate throughout the country. We have a national presence. We develop for our partner or for our clients both on a build-to-suit basis and on a speculative basis. On a build-to-suit basis, we'll go wherever our clients take us, which is virtually all the states. On a speculative basis, we'll focus on core markets, top 10 or 12 markets across the country, which this is one of them. Milwaukee and Chicago is a core market for us. We have offices in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Phoenix, and Los Angeles, and then the spots on the map also show some current projects that we're working on, but those spots are changing every couple of months as we come on with a new project. We pride ourselves on maintaining close relationships with some of the largest space users or tenants within the marketplace, and we think an ultimate compliment is when those space users use us on repeat business. So we've done several facilities, for example, with Amazon.com, with Home Depot, PetSmart, Dr. Pepper, Snapple, Altria, Pepsi. Those are the type of clients that will come to us on repeat build-to-suit transactions, and they're also the kind of clients that we'll work with to help fill speculative buildings in conjunction with the village. We partner on all of our projects, so we will we'll work with, we'll bring capital to as a joint venture partner with us on our projects. And we partner with a lot of the large insurance companies and pension plans that that have offices across the country. Companies like USA Real Estate, Cabot Properties, Clarion Partners, Crow Holdings. You know, some of our partners are showing up there, but we generally are working with the largest institutional investors in real estate. As I mentioned, we've done a lot of our projects have been throughout metropolitan Chicago. This is six examples of buildings that we've done within metropolitan Chicago. They've been very similar to the building that we were proposing here in Pleasant Prairie, anywhere from 100,000 square feet on the small end to 400,000 square feet on the large end. These are multi-tenant buildings that we've successfully developed in communities like Romeoville, Bolingbrook, Aurora, Illinois, Niles, Illinois, Elk Grove Village, and we're trying to bring that formula now to Pleasant Prairie. We're also, this office in Chicago is also actively involved in several build-to-suits. Once again, just to show you our capabilities, we're working on a 750,000 square foot build-to-suit for Pinnacle Foods, who was just recently acquired by ConAgra. That's in central Illinois. We developed a 850,000 square foot multi-story building for Amazon in Moni, Illinois. That's a sortation facility, much like the one that you see up the road in Wisconsin and Kenosha. We recently developed a facility for Victory Packaging in Aurora, Illinois, and then they selected us to build one for them in Dallas and then also in Boston as well. And we've built one of Home Depot's new e-commerce facilities in Toledo, Illinois, which is 1.6 million square feet, recently developed and completed in Toledo. And all these projects, our pathway to success is the same. It's working closely with the tenants, working closely with the village to identify the users and to bring them into the project. So we look forward to working with you all on this project.
Very interesting. Thank you. Looking forward to working with you as well. Comments or questions?
I have none.
Anybody?
Nope.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the Plan Commission approve the preliminary site and operational plans subject to the comments and conditions of the village staff report of November 12, 2018.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of a preliminary site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Welcome.
And, sir, thank you for selecting Pleasant Prairie.
Last item, number 7, adjournment.
So move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.